Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. He must increase, I must decrease, is a message John 3:30 invites us to live. Incorporating this into our everyday lives can be a challenge. What keeps your fire burning? We have many wonderful ways to stay close to our faith, whether it be the Mass, spiritual readings, prayer, adoration, or the rosary. This is Catholic Faith Life, and here's our host, Jason Nunez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and I'd want to say welcome back, but really, I'm the one that's being back, right? It's been a long time since October, since we've recorded and released episodes. I want to thank you all for your prayers, your patience, and for coming back and listening. Definitely means a lot to me and to everyone involved. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to go and get started with this week's episode, number 67. And we're going to do something a little bit different this time. You know, the podcast is normally based around how do you keep your fire burning and how do individuals keep their fire burning for our Catholic faith. We're going to do something a little different. I've called two of my friends and two former guests, Nico Trinidad.
How's it?
And George Gampa.
Hello, everyone.
And ask them to kind of come back and have a friendly conversation. And of course, I say friendly. Well, I don't know how friendly it's going to remain based on the conversations leading up until me hitting record. But we're going to talk about Lent. So kind of hopefully keep your fire burning, you, the listener, by kind of talking a little bit more about Lent in general. And since the overall theme of the podcast is keeping your fire burning, Nico brought some heat.
Oh, Lord, dude, I didn't even think about that.
Right? It just works so well.
It does.
I was speaking to my brother Joe earlier today, and I was kind of talking to him about the episode, and he gave me that idea of incorporating the heat with our theme. So thanks for that, Joe. So what he did is he brought some hot sauces. And if anyone has ever seen the YouTube show called Hot Ones, we're going to do a John 3:30 Hot Ones version of that, where we have some wings provided by Domino's. Shout out to the Domino's on West Avenue. Woohoo.
Whoop, whoop.
And
chew.
And don't be laughing at my island heritage.
We have four hot sauces, and in the bullpen, if you will, is we have some Whataburger spicy ketchup waiting in the wings. Get it? Wings, hot wings. I like it. So we're going to, in just a bit, we're gonna dip some sauce, some wings into the sauces.
And answer questions,
exactly. You're going to have to trust this because this is audio. We're not putting this on, you know, video or anything. So trust us. There are wings. You will definitely hear it in our voices that we are upping the Scoville level.
Or suffering. Yes.
Yeah. George would go on Facebook Live, but he says he doesn't have Wi-Fi right now. So.
Right. Nevertheless, there is Wi-Fi at my home. We kind of asked him to go live on the San Antonio Young Adult Initiative Facebook page, but it's okay if he doesn't want to. It's fine.
Wait, I could probably do Facebook Live. Do you have an iPhone charger here?
No.
Oh, bollocks.
No, we're kind of a Samsung family
here. What?
Little known fact, Apple. What's on the back of your Apple phone?
An apple.
Oh, never mind.
A bitten apple, right?
Oh.
What does that remind you of?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Exactly. Now, how much... What was the retail price of the first ever Apple computer?
Well, I think $100.
This is true. That's incorrect.
What?
But what I'm going to say is true. You can Google it because we know if it's on the internet, it's true. The retail price of the first ever Apple computer was $666.
I thought you meant... okay, I misheard you. I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't think Mac...
Oh, you meant like iPhone?
Yes.
Oh, no, like Apple Macintosh computer.
Oh, no, I don't have one of those. Those are not good computers. Go Dell.
There you go.
Shout out to Windows. I use it at work. Use it at home. Use it whenever I need to travel.
There you go.
Please note we are not getting paid by any of these.
Right, we are not getting paid by any of these brands.
So far, we have name dropped Domino's, Dell, Apple, Samsung, and no one is paying for the airtime right now. But they're just free shout outs to everyone. that voice, that beautiful voice you hear in the background, is my beautiful, lovely wife, Jeannie, who's joining us as always. So we thank you for hanging out with us as well while we do these crazy things here. So, George mentioned we're going to be suffering.
Yes.
So
for 40 days too.
Right. So suffering 40 days. Let's talk about Lent, guys. When you guys think about Lent, what comes to mind?
A lot of things. George, you want to go first?
Well, I think the obvious is repentance, correct? But I also kind of just go a little bit deeper and reflect upon the suffering that I'm experiencing in my life. And it might not be the suffering of the particular span that Lent falls in, but it brings me a time of reflection about the suffering that I've endured maybe the year prior, and how I can offer it up, because I try my best, and like any good Catholic would or is advised to do, to offer up your suffering when you are enduring for yourself, for the reparation of sins, for the conversion of sinners and whatnot. But sometimes there's still that darkness, right? There's still that inclination to hopelessness, and it's like, how do I strengthen myself to not fall into that hopelessness, even though I know that it's beyond my power to escape that sense of hopelessness? So how do I lean on Christ? How do I call to him ever more? How do I seek the light that is to come at the end of Lent, right? That the Holy Triduum is starting to transform for us Lent, and we experience death, and then in death we have this waiting and this anticipation, and we know what that anticipation is, which is victory and light and resurrection and life that comes after death. And so it gives me that time to really do my soul searching, to marry my sorrow, to marry my grief to that of Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane as well, where mm-hmm. he just was trembling in fear, trembling in darkness. And I think that's that was like the most pivotal moment where it says that Jesus became sin, right? Where he was taking upon the world sin, all of our pain, all of our brokenness, all of our humanity, and he was bearing it, and it even scared him, right?
Right.
And so it's just like reflecting upon that, even Christ himself was tempted, even Christ himself was fearful, and that he exhibited these human characteristics that I am very much familiar with. So that's what Lent's for me helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely have to bounce off of that. But one of the things when it comes to Lent, when I was younger, I don't know if you guys remember, maybe it was just my family back in the day, ABC Family would always play the story of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I remember watching from the very beginning of that movie was the 40 days Jesus spent in the desert with, of course, the devil. And he's having all this sin. He's getting told all these, if you are the Son of God, turn this rock into sweet, tasty bread. And he says, no. He keeps resisting the devil, repenting. Like, that's probably one of the biggest stories of repentance I can think off of at that moment. But also with this time, I kind of, me personally, I don't know if anyone can just go along with this as well. 40 days is not just of suffering, but also to rely on God more for myself. You know, if you see the story of the 40 days Jesus spent in the desert as a human, that whole time he did as a human relying on God is what I see. You know, and he resisted all of it, came out alive, stronger than ever. And the funny thing is, a friend of mine told me, because I actually had to do a story on this. Well, not a story, a teaching on this at one church.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, he just preached about the Beatitudes. You know, and what better way to learn about that than experiencing it firsthand?
Very true. Very true. George mentioned something about offering up, and that kind of struck a chord with me, because I'm currently doing the 33 days to Morning Glory.
Oh.
And a good friend of mine, Chuck Smith, called me and invited me to kind of go on this journey with him. And so
Father Gately.
Exactly. Father Michael Gately, great priest and resource for Mary and for the rosary overall. One of the first days in week one spoke about offering up, and it spoke about giving it up to Mary to decide why you're offering it up. And the graces as a result of you offering it up, allowing her to assign the grace to who she decides, compared to me saying, I'm going to offer up my pain and my suffering for my family. That way they can be safe and that way they can be healthy. In the book, it talks about how Mary can decide to offer those graces to a person in China that's dying compared to your family. And I like the way it was written. I'm probably not even explaining it properly, but in the way that it was written, it struck a chord with me that it was saying, it even kind of questioned the human thinking of, well, why would I want to do that? If I want to decide who I'm suffering for.
Praying for.
Right.
Yeah.
And who I want the graces to go for. But the 33rd Easter Morning Glory talks about you're giving up totally to Mary. That way she can decide who receives those graces. And
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, indeed. And it's really emptying yourself totally. And that way you have no say and you have nothing, no control over it, which we really don't.
We
right?
really don't. Mm-hmm.
In our mind, we can say, I'm suffering for so-and-so or for this particular reason or for this intention. But in the grand scheme of things, Mary will kind of assign the grace for your suffering.
And that's one of her titles, I think, is the mediatrix, or essentially the mediator of grace. And
right.
that's one of her, if you will, responsibilities up in heaven, is to dispense upon the mercies of God and the graces that he allows her to kind of distribute among the world. So that is a really good perspective to remind ourselves of, especially in Lent, when we're now taking on suffering, right? We're intentionally putting on suffering upon ourselves and inconveniencing ourselves for that sole purpose of repentance. And then hopefully what this absence of luxury or whatnot that we're subtracting from our lives will also increase a sense of appreciation, right? I think that's another step beyond just the superficial, like, oh, I'm giving this up. But it's also to inspire in us an appreciation for what we do have. And I'm just going to speak very briefly about our last Theology on Tap speaker. His name was Thomas, and he came from Nigeria, and he didn't have a birth date, and he didn't have running water, and he was one of four other brothers, and two of them passed away because of no food, of starvation. And he, like, though he was very scarred by it and very wounded by it and all of this loss, like, he still had this joy about him in his voice, in his demeanor, in his smile, in his eyes. And I was just like, oh my gosh, here's a person who has suffered and yet still converted and is now doing is now working for the church. He works for Catholic Relief Services and paying it forward to the people that aren't still without food, the ones that are still suffering of loss, of reaching out and whatnot. And I was just like, that's super cool, because I'm over here with my little problems and I'm like, whoa, me, the world is falling apart.
It's nothing compared to what other people have been through. Some people don't even realize that.
Right.
The rest of the world. And I think in that solidarity, we can pray for an increased sense of appreciation and then pray for that turning of the heart and that inkling of, like, I can do something. And it might not be something big, but I can still change the world for someone, right? And then for us to be innovative and to find those ways of helping out. Because I think too often we come out of Lent and it's like, okay, I can eat pizza again. And it's like,
Three, two, one.
Exactly.
Let's order pizza.
And it's like, well, some of these Easter vigil. Spiritual exercises, or if you will, these spiritual, either we're adding something on, right? So a new spiritual habit, or we're subtracting something in our life that causes distraction. Like, we bring them back into our lives and it doesn't change us, right? And I think Lent is meant to change us for the long run. So yeah, I'll just leave it there.
I think it's important to realize that even though you sacrifice at the time of Lent, these 40 days are definitely meant for sacrifice, and you're uniting yourself to Christ because he sacrificed. So you know that you have this wonderful, loving being sacrificing with you.
With you.
Of course, he's sacrificing a whole lot more, but when you're suffering and you're in that moment of weakness where you're about to reach for that one thing that you sacrificed, you can say, Christ, help me. And you know that he's listening because he's living it with you.
Yeah.
And once Lent is over and we are celebrating his resurrection, because we know the end of the story, right? Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. We can go back to those things that we sacrificed, but maybe in a different way. We're not actually going back to it where we were having pizza maybe 3 times a week. And maybe we have it once every other week or once a month now. Mm-hmm. And you know that when you're eating that, you're savoring that freedom that is earned through that great sacrifice of his. And it just tastes that much better. Right? It makes it feel... And we are definitely laying it thick with the pizza.
It's a simple example.
Yeah, lucky y'all to have it.
But Nico.
Poor Nico.
Nico has decided to embark on this.
Well, not exactly. Of bright. Course, we can go around what we're going to do for Lent. One of the things.
Sure.
I'm actually my darling sweetheart girlfriend. Hopefully, something more sooner down the future.
Morgan, I have a question about that, but I'm not going to ask.
Okay, we'll talk later. Okay. We're off radio.
Off radio.
Sorry, sweetheart. But
hi,
one
Morgan.
Of the things, you know, if, like George said, God's suffering with us, why can't we do the same for others? So right. One of the things I'm actually going to do is actually give up bread products or anything close to bread, and I'll get into more specific detail about that. We decided together to both give up bread, and unfortunately that includes Italiani Delicioso Pizza, which George wanted to get tonight. Okay,
which we did get.
Another thing I'm offering up is to give up alcohol. This is my buddy's idea, Justin Barla and Tom Bitsis. Even though Tom said, oh, actually, I already did 40 days. I'm going to give up something else. So shout out to Tom for doing that. Another thing I'm doing to increase, because I just sacrificed. Now you got to put something a little bit more in.
Yep.
And this goes my buddy Archie's idea. Go to adoration at least twice a week or more. You know, times two.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, most of the time, I'm not going to lie. If I pass by adoration, I'll go into it. But that's usually like once every 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the only 24-hour adoration I know of is Holy Spirit and St. Matthew's. But hopefully with this, during this season, I can actually find time and make time to be with the Lord more. Be with God more.
Yep. Love that.
Remember, he's suffering with you.
Yes, I definitely do know that. So if I'm not eating bread and drinking whiskey, then he's not either. I don't know if y'all have ever seen the TV show Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
The first pilot episode they had was in their two-a-day camp, and they had the team bad boy go into the middle of the bullpen. And the bullpen in football is when you have one guy in the middle, all the dudes surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
The coach is going to call out a number of a player. And I did this in California football. I was in the middle. I was not a bad boy, but they wanted their players to all get stronger. If that player does not knock over the player in the middle, full blast, because law of physics, one person coming in fast, the other person has to match that speed and strength to counter them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you say, like, you're facing left and it's coming from behind you towards the right, boom, that has to knock him over. So I was in the middle. But one of the quotes from the Friday Night Lights series was, if one person falls, we all fall. One person shows up late, we're all showing up half late and running. If we're all going to sacrifice, then God's going with us too. And that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable about going into this Lenten season.
Excellent. Love that. Since we're sharing what we're doing for Lent, decided to do kind of a Lenten boot camp thing. It's my personality to kind of do things like head first, maybe. And maybe do too much. And realize that when you're in it going, I think I'm doing a little bit too much here. I maybe need to kind of hit the brakes a little bit. A part of the Lenten boot camp is saying a rosary every day, incorporate spiritual readings, read one book of the Bible, attend one hour of adoration a week, one extra mass a week, and also one Divine Mercy chaplet.
Every day, I think.
It was once a week. Yeah. And there's other stuff put a swear jar and put a dollar in whenever you swear. But
goodness gracious. No, I try that at church, not church. Oh gosh, if that was at church, I'd be a rich man. I try that at work.
I don't swear by nature, so I kind of had to switch that up. So what we're doing is we're notoriously late to everything.
Wait, like island time late?
Like, yeah.
Like, so, like, you say...
Island time and El Paso time are the same thing.
Oh, sweet, and, dude. I completely get... George knows what I'm talking about, right?
And because, you see... my joke here is, sorry, we're from El Paso, so we're an hour behind. Because San Antonio and El Paso are in different time zones, and El Paso's an hour behind. So whenever we get somewhere late, I'm like, sorry, we're from El Paso. We're an hour behind. That's my joke whenever we get somewhere late.
Oh, gosh.
So instead of a swear jar, we're doing a late jar. Mm. So for late to anything, a dollar goes in that jar.
All right.
And that money we're going to give to something good.
Okay. May I tap that on with you? Because I'm not going to lie, and I have half of San Antonio taking witness because they always say, oh, Nico, you're always late. Even go on Facebook, the first thing you're seeing, Nico, why are you late? I can't help it. Both my parents are from the islands. When they say 5 o'clock, everybody gets there at 6. When
right.
they say,
that's about right.
Yeah. The only time I was not late was during my college days playing college football, because if I was late, that means every minute I'm late, that would be an extra 100-yard dash.
Whoa.
So imagine 60 of those.
I'm just dropping out of the team.
There you go. I'm going to go into...
God's suffering with you, George. Go through, bust through with it.
I'm going to go into engineering now.
Anyways, I will go through with you on that. Let's just hope I'm not broke by the end of the...
On that note, if you ever find yourself in the Holy Spirit Adoration Chapel, let me know. Okay. And I'll join you there, too.
Agreed. George, you want to get in on this, too?
Poor George, you just keep peer pressuring him into stuff.
I know.
Eating wings. So, and...
soon he'll be eating In-N-Out.
No.
No. No,
that would hurt.
We are holding strong.
Yes. So my Lenten, I guess sacrifices or new habits, I wanted to keep it simple because there have been many years where I have like... a list of 12 or 14 sacrifices mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just wanted to focus on the general areas in my life. So in ministry, to step back a little bit and be a little bit more reflective, just to see, am I acting according to my will or am I acting according to the Holy Spirit's will? Mm. And to see how that changes ministry for me. And so, of course, like, you sent us that little list of things that you were talking about. And I was just like, guys, I already do a lot of those things.
Show off.
So one thing that I wanted to do is do daily mass. And I'm very grateful that St. Matthew's has a 6 p.m. mass, and if not a 12:05 mass during the day, and an 8:15 mass in the morning, or for those early risers, the 6 a.m. mass. So they have plenty of options, and I normally frequent the 6 p.m. mass. So daily communion. And as I go to communion, if I get there early, I step into the Adoration Chapel. So it's a pairing of habits, which makes it simple. The other thing that I wanted to do for my personal life is, so that's for my spiritual, my personal life is a gratitude journal. Because I find myself that I'm complaining a lot more lately with work because there's just a lot of change. Hmm. And change always inspires this inertia, right? People have this inertia where they don't want to change and it's hard to change and whatnot. And every week it seems like there's a new mission or a new goal or new people. And our team is just all different. And so to write in my journal of the little things that I find gratitude in during the day. And that is about it. And then during the car, to have no music. And I used to really be good at that, about just being in silence. And those, remember when I was a guest on your podcast the first time, I said that those were my silent retreats, my getaways, my daily retreats. And so I need to go back to that. And that's when I also pray my Divine Mercy Chaplet and the St. Michael Chaplet. And maybe I'll pick up a decade of the rosary. So, yeah, I just don't want to overwhelm myself, especially since in my life right now, there's just so much movement that if I kind of add to it, it's going to be a stress. And I don't want to feel this sense of overwhelm and this sense of like, oh, I can't accomplish this, and set myself up for more disappointment for myself and my spirituality than what needs to be. So I think that's the overall thing, is to be kinder to myself as a theme for Lent. Is I need to be kind, because I'm, for those that really know me, I'm very much a perfectionist. I have ambitious goals, and I'm like, I need to, like, this is, and if I fall short, it's just like, this wasn't as good as it could have been, type of thing. So to be more kind for me is my model for Lent, to be, yeah.
Very good.
The first time we were introduced to George was at a young Catholic professionals event, and we didn't approach him or talk to him, and he was introduced as Mr. Ministry.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be your I would say superhero or super Catholic saint. Yes. Super Mr. Ministry George Campa. Yes.
There you go.
And so I feel like he's definitely lived up to the name in the time that we've known him since then.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you.
And at the same time, it's one of those where it's really good to hear that even you recognize that we need self-care. We need to care for ourselves. We need to put the oxygen mask on first on the airplane as it's going down before we can put it on the person next to us to be able to give life to others. Because you're not good to anyone if you are running on empty.
Yeah.
So that's happy to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do y'all know how George and I met?
No,
we don't.
No, well, this is good.
Okay, do tell.
Should we do a hot wing to this or no?
Let's as well begin that right now.
Yeah, because we're
like right at the 30-minute mark
now. Okay, so hold on. Let's go on Facebook.
Oh my god,
do you want to do it on your initiative page? I'll do it on
You don't have to do it on initiative one if you don't want to.
All right, fine. Here, I'll do it on
peer
my...
pressure. Has been rescinded. No.
Here, I got it. Here, ready?
Is this the stirring of the Holy
Instagram
Spirit?
Instagram can make you go live. So check
out
connection. Oh, dude, we're live. Check it out.
Look, it's Genie.
It's Genie.
I know, but I'm flipping it around.
I hear you. Don't. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. Hi.
Hang on. All right.
Don't just put me.
Here, Genie, how about you hold? Yeah. Oh,
all right. You may need to.
Yeah, you might want to flip it around.
Turn it around and flip the camera. That way you can.
All right. So, which one are we doing? We going.
You
got to
flip the camera.
Are we doing hot to cold, or are we doing cold to hot?
Do cold to hot.
Cold to hot.
There you go. Press that with feel.
There you go. Now
all
you
right,
can.
So we'll do the garlic chili sauce first, I guess. We're gonna need like a spoon for this. This one is a delicacy. I call from the Asian Chinatown of L.A.
Oh, and it still has a seal on it.
Yep, fresh out of the box.
Wow.
But let's see here. So how do we do this? Eat, then talk about that?
Yes.
Before we do talk about that, I will say, coming off of George with the whole St. Matthew's having everything. When I first got there, what this gentleman said, that St. Matthew's is like the New York City of Catholic churches in San Antonio. They're going to have something there almost every day, every time, at every hour. Especially with 24-hour adoration, it's kind of possible. You know what? I'm just going to go commando with this.
You do it. Just...
I don't want to, like, stab it. It gets all over the place. There we go.
Whew. You did it.
Thanks.
This is riveting podcasting here.
Oh, Lord. No one can see us.
Napkin right here. All right. Here we go. George?
Uh-oh. You first? Let me give it to him first. Whoa.
But yeah, St. Matthew's, I can honestly say, has everything of every hour of the day. And we'll get on YC3 in a bit. Shout out to YC3.
I can smell this.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
All right.
So what's the question?
The question is, how did we meet? Impressions of how we first met. Oh, gosh. Okay. So I think we take, like, slather this right here. Okay.
Right?
Right. Cheers, boys.
Ooh. How much do we need to put on?
I mean, whatever you can.
Whatever you can.
Whatever you can get on there. Okay, ready?
Okay, here we go. Hot ones, John 330 style.
That's got a nice little...
What's the name again?
Sriracha garlic...
Garlic chili sauce.
Yum.
It's actually got a nice kick to it. You it's not garlic. Too much to like...
I like garlic. Okay. So this one's good.
At least we know you're not a vampire.
I normally eat sriracha with my...
It's not that bad.
Like Asian soups, like pho and ramen.
Oh, we guess. This is actually pretty tasty.
I like it.
Pleasantly surprised.
Not too much kick to it.
No, not at all. I think it smells worse than... It smells spicier than what it tastes.
Guys, okay. I'm eating my favorite food, which is hot wings. So, though I will be suffering, it will be a delightful suffering.
So, how George and I met was my perspective. I got a message about going to a young adult initiative meeting.
The leadership talks when we had them.
Yeah, at the time, I was not a leader. I mean, I don't try to lead. I just want to lead by example. But we get there, and I think it was before Lent started up.
It was in February.
Yep. So I was going, that time of Lent, I was actually going to give up orange soda and red meat. Who loves orange soda?
Nico.
Nico. But after that Lent, everything changed. I will say that. Actually, I haven't had orange soda in a very long time. So... I get there. I see this dude suited up with gel slicking his hair to the side. He's like, how are you doing? I'm George. And I'm with two other people. They introduce themselves. He gets to me. I'm like, hey, bub, you don't have any orange soda here. You might want to get on that. I promise you that was the Holy Spirit talking. I'm not a mean person.
He made a demand and I was just like, okay, next time I will have it.
That was so, George.
Did you have
that
it?
That was George.
I did.
He did.
I delivered on my promise or on my, like, okay, next time.
And did you go to that next time?
Next time I think was Theology on Tap after that, I think.
Oh, that was, yeah, but that was not the same event.
No.
Different group.
Yeah.
Different group, but yes, he did have it. He did deliver as promised. So that was
That's awesome. George.
Yeah. All right, your perspective, Jay. G.
So, Nico walks in, and everyone knows Nico.
No.
To be very outspoken and energetic, I would say, which is a good thing, because a lot of times it does It brings up people's energy. It brings up the atmosphere or whatnot.
Well, thank you.
And so that. He comes in like that.
I
and
agree.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
And, oh, my Lord.
I agree.
And so for some who might know me, I'm, number one, an introvert. And then I am an extrovert. Like, and so, like, his energy was just like, oh, what am I doing here?
So, I'm sorry.
No. And so I was just like, oh, this is super cool, though. And yes, he did see me in my favorite sports coat. And
that was not a sports coat. That was a Barney Stinson suit from How I Met Your Mother. Except it was a different color than black.
This one was blue, light blue. And of course, I greet him, and I'm very excited because we had just kicked off these leadership talks, and the purpose of them were to invest in the leaders of San Antonio, because a lot of times the leaders tend to be the ones that are just always giving, right? And so I think they were very successful for as long as we had the leadership talks, and we were also giving them information and knowledge and tools of how to lead better, how to organize time, how to organize their ministry, how to connect with people and whatnot. And so Nico comes in, and I think Nico does a good job about connecting with people. And he was just like, well, the orange soda, where is it? And I was just like, I don't have any.
And I'm pretty sure I might have shaken him a couple times when I just first met this guy.
Yes. So that's where I was just like, what am I doing here?
I'll be right back. I'm going to get some orange soda.
Yes. And so it was actually Alan's, if people remember Alan, it was his birthday. So I had gotten root beer and Big Red, because that goes well with ice cream, and we were going to have ice cream floats. So
wait, Alan Caniglia?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to that guy. We had.
Yeah.
He's
in California now.
He's in my city, L.A., the Lakers.
So, yeah. And then Nico just I invited, because I firmly believe that in San Antonio, the ministries should support each other and not be so exclusive. And that was my main focus, when, especially when I was in YCP at that time, was connecting all of the young adult ministries. And I think having that platform really helped connect the young adult ministries in San Antonio along with the Archdiocese. And so Nico has been a part of that community ever since. And I welcomed him to St. Matthew's, and then he found a home there. And then at St. Jerome's, there was even Armor that he helped start. So he downplays his importance, but he's quite influential in the young adult world as well. So that's how I met him. That's how we're still here.
And that was like that was 2017, and I've not scared you off since then.
Yes.
You are definitely Ohana.
Well, I was here first, so.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
You don't have to put a title on my big brother. God.
Yes, Ohana.
Funny. So I think I met both of you guys through this podcast.
Yeah.
I sent Nico a random, I think, Facebook message
to be interviewed,
saying, "Hey, I'm doing this podcast, and I found your Armor Facebook page. You know, does anyone on Armor wanna record an episode?" And I believe, if I remember correctly, you responded.
I volunteered as tribute.
Right, as tribute. I don't know if it's.
Other people, but they're just so busy with their other stuff too. But there's still people that'll probably want to get interviewed. But I'd highly encourage a few people. I will give Jason Nunez your names.
Cool.
He will find you.
Yes.
And he'll ask you to sit down in this chair, eat a couple hot wings, and answer some questions.
Maybe
not the hot wings, but answer some questions. Yeah.
Or we could do curry.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that got everybody.
Wait, invite me back.
chicken masala.
Oh. That's...
And some naan.
Okay, I can't have naan.
Oh, you can't have naan.
I can't have naan.
Okay.
Too much.
Well,
and yeah.
Next month.
Indian Nico food. Too much fire.
Nico will have none of the naan. Okay, how about that? And then George, I believe, I was giving George's
name. I can have
name. It. No. Yeah, we'll give George Nico's naan.
That's so
George,
not fair.
Liz gave me your name.
Yes.
Because I interviewed Liz.
Yeah.
Because I was like, cool, there's another Catholic podcaster here. Let me interview her. And then she's like, let me give you some names.
I need to make sure I don't get any
That's
of
right.
hot sauce in my eyes.
And then she gave me your name, and she did introduce you to me as Mr. Ministry. Truth be told,
I don't know if I still hold that title.
No, I'm pretty sure you do, dude. It's gonna be like your UFC name. In the red corner,
there you go,
weighing in at 120 pounds, fighting out of Southside San Antonio,
hailing
the
from
the baddest dude in all of the Catholic ministries, George, Mr. Ministry.
You need to throw in hailing from way too many parishes to list.
Yeah. You might as well just say the young adult Catholic.
There you go.
Might as well say Catholic churches of San Antonio.
There you go. The Archdiocese of San Antonio. There you go.
I will say, though, if I was fighting, I would have George in my corner, because he does a really good job doing talks.
I agree. He can motivate you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. So Liz introduced me to you. So shout out to Liz Garant.
Yeah.
Check out her podcast, Catholic Immersion, and buy her book as well.
That's right.
I'd give the name, but it
now what is it now?
Oh my God! Sorry, Liz. Don't kill me. We'll put a post in the episode for her book. So it's on Amazon. So
yeah,
super good book. Okay, next wing.
Okay, what's the next question?
Next wing. Okay. So
I guess we'll do this chile habanero. Is it habanero or habanero?
Habanero.
All
right. Habanero.
I guess we just dumped this right.
There you go. So, George, what question do you want to ask?
Okay,
careful. That's a little friendly.
I know. Extra fire too.
Yes, extra. What question do you want to ask, George?
Here, well, since we're talking about Lent. Because I think Lent is also a time of reflection, right? And so this is kind of a deep question, but what is your greatest fear and why?
Deep.
Yeah.
Wow. You want to go first, Nico?
Let me eat this wing.
Oh, okay. So Liz Garant's book, Genie on the Spot, looking it up on her laptop. Got to put my glasses for that. Nice to meet you. Now what?
Oh, see, I was half right.
There you go. You're right. Nice to meet you. Now what? That's the name of Liz Garant's book.
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
With this fire wing right here. So.
Oh, this my God. You're putting it on the Facebook Live. Look at you. Or Instagram Live. Okay. So...
I need my.
Okay, judging by that response, this one is.
I may have overdone it a bit, but.
Yeah, like a big glob came out when you opened the bottle and tilted it towards your wing.
The other two are gonna burn.
Thank you for falling on that grenade for your fellow two comrades too.
Should we get you for the next 24 hours? Some more people.
Oh my God!
Beware.
Depending. Let me see.
Okay, this has a great flavor.
And also fire.
And then it hits you when you swallow. And the spice.
Thank you for telling me as I'm chewing and have yet to swallow that it hits you when you...
It hits you hard.
Like it's the back of my mouth that's burning. Not
I blame
my...
Johnny Sanders. He introduced me to that. And I'd only use like a little bit in soup. So, you know, if you ever had ramen, throw it in there. But on wings, it's a totally different story.
I mean, I like it.
Okay. Deepest
fear. This is pretty good.
You know, that's a really deep question because there's a lot.
Very loaded question.
Negativity. It's a fear, but it's... Well, actually, no. Let me start with this. I fear God. Okay?
A healthy fear?
Yeah. It's a healthy fear. I'm going to need to... Oh, gosh. Okay, water's coming out.
Oh, here comes the water.
Water's coming out. I definitely overdid it. I overdid it.
Nico's breaking down in tears.
Jason's coughing.
Can we please note that Nico is drinking water...
Out of a
that
water
is
burger.
Being hosed... That is being housed in a Whataburger koozie.
So...
I'm going to repeat. In a Whataburger koozie.
Let's say he's converted.
Let's say... we will talk... A little bit after this. Let me get into this deep question.
There's a Whataburger vigil. Deep. Like, there's the Easter vigil. And Nico has come home.
Shout out to
You're
Whataburger
welcome.
And In-N-Out. We'll get to that later. Okay. Point is, let me start by saying I fear God. Okay? I've been through... I can't say I've been not been through a lot, but I've been through enough in life to know what should scare me, what should strike fear in me, and what I know I can stand up against. God, I rely on you and I fear you, but more importantly, I also love you, and whatever you say or do, I will follow. I can honestly say I've been through getting shot at, having tried to get stabbed at, almost getting run over one time, but I won't fear death. I won't be scared of death. If it's God's time, then it's my time. George, are you already on the milk?
Yes.
Okay. I won't fear anything else but God. I will be scared, but I will not show fear for anything else but God. And I know that's a very big line to say, but you gotta, if you don't try, 50% of trying is better than 100% of nothing. And through all the bad things in life, I know I have God right there behind me to get through it all. So, the only thing I fear is God.
Awesome. Since it was George's question, I'll go next. Okay, so, as a father and a husband, aside from fearing my next wing...
This dude, let me put the cap on.
It's on my lips, which I think is worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my lips now. Being a father and a husband, being through what I'm going through, quote unquote, what I fear currently, biggest fear, is not seeing my children graduate high school. Not being around.
That's a good one.
To see them graduate high school. Currently, my oldest is in 7th grade, and my youngest is in 6th grade. So they, you know, they got a couple years to go, but given with my health situation, I'm not scared of my health situation. I'm not scared of knowing that my kidneys are failing and I need a donor. I'm not scared that I'm walking around on a fake leg. I think it's kind of cool, honestly.
It is.
Those things, and I consider them things, they don't scare me. Just the possibility of not being around for my wife and children scares me. Not being around for them physically.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, and this wing sauce on my lips is...
Fearing on fire.
Is off. Is
technically, I think that should be salsa. Too. I don't know if that's
good. Jeannie, you want to kiss? She has the milk ready.
Yeah, having you kiss the almond coconut.
No, I'm good. It's okay.
Okay.
I think we got enough. I can.
I.
Okay, George, you're next.
So, my greatest fear is. It sounds silly, but it's being forgotten. I think I don't know. I think my whole life goal, or at least my purpose that I've given myself at any stage of my life, is to have purpose but make impact, right? It's the impact that I want to leave that might not be a materialistic impact, but an impact on people's souls, on people's lives. And I sometimes might overdo it,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, being involved in ministry, but even like at home, I try to be present with my little sister. When I'm at work, I try to be present and I try to pour myself out on my work. And there's been a lot of, at the end of 2018, there's just been a lot of loss. And it's changed this perspective. It's brought me into this deeper, whether I wanted to go into this deeper place in my life or not, I can quickly see how, like, the business world easily forgets you, right? You pass and you... they find someone to replace you and fill that desk.
Yeah.
You might have a falling out with a dear friend, and they, next thing you see, they're happy with other people. Right? And I think that's affected me a lot lately, is the sense of, like, I'm being forgotten, and, like, the passage of time just does that. And yes. I'm just like, I don't want to be forgotten. Like, I'm working so hard to have a legacy that is lasting and impactful or whatnot. And not to say that I'm not impactful, which I hope that I am, but it's still a reality that whenever I do... speaking of my mortality, like, whenever I do pass on from this world, like, who's going to remember, and how long will I be remembered, and will I be missed, and stuff like that. And so it's helped me, though, to appreciate more intimately the presence, the present, to have a presence that is attentive to the person in front of me, to the activity that I'm doing. And I think that's a good thing, but I know that's, it's been weighing on me, that fear of being forgotten. So yeah, thank you guys for answering that question.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm sure I can speak for Nico and a lot of people in the San Antonio area that you've definitely made an impact on us.
Yeah, and that's why you will be remembered.
Indeed.
The impact you have on people, the actions you take to help people, to make a impact on people's lives positively, is the reason that people will remember you, they'll remember other people. You know, words can go as far as the eye can see, but actions will last forever.
what you do is going to dictate who you are and how people will know and remember you by.
Well, thank you.
Next wing.
Okay. Next, you want me to ask the question?
I can ask one. I haven't gone yet. What do we have first, though, on the sauce?
This is, we're halfway there.
Warming.
This is called global warming from Louisiana. Let's see. Okay. Prairieville, Louisiana.
I'm hoping that you misorganized them. And that
I'm
was
hoping
actually
it too,
less...
but we'll see. Okay, here.
Less actually, don't pour it.
You
so
gotta
much.
Like have a bit of a technique to do it there.
There you go. My lips are finally
that is not
cooling a down. Is that the right way to say it? Cooling down?
I know, mine too.
Mine are too. So I'm not trying to get the milk or anything until the last one.
There you go.
That's my goal for now.
Okay. So I'm gonna go. Whoa.
George
just
overkill.
Yours is
it's a little bit more runny than the last one, runny. So it kind of throws you off.
All right, here
okay,
we go.
So question, I'm going to dip into one of the questions I ask at the end all of my right. episodes.
Cheers. All right, cheers, Jason.
Let me pour here. Sorry to keep you hanging. Hold on here.
Shout out to Lisa and Trinidad, aka my mother, for providing more majority of the sauces.
There you go.
Well, actually, two of them.
Thank you, Nico's mom. Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Cool.
All right, here we go.
So, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why? I think I may have asked you guys this before.
Yes.
But time has passed, so maybe your answer has changed. Who knows?
Well, mine, because I was thinking about that, I was just like, what did I do? And I think I did mind reading last time.
That sounds about right.
This time, I would like to slow down time and speed it up if I need to, because it's like I have so many books that I need to read.
That is such a George answer, right?
To control time, not to prevent my death or anything like that, but to have more time to like read or have that like great conversation, to journal, because that's one thing that I haven't been able to do just with the busyness of life is journal, and to one day write a book or whatnot. And that would be super cool. It's just to slow down time.
Before I answer, I will say this. This swing, this saucing too spicy.
No, this it's one weak. Is actually...
What did you do? You're going to get it on the last one, probably.
Dare we say this is weak sauce?
It's weak.
Is that a dad joke? I don't know.
No,
is that a
but joke? I think we can label this. We can put this here on the scale, at least.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I was right that you mislabeled. Yeah.
There you go. Good call, George.
Ordered.
Okay, superpowers. Honestly... Even in a Catholic, non-Catholic standpoint, the saints, of course, have a lot. But if I'm someone that's read comic books, whether they be American, Japanese, watching anime, watching cartoons, Marvel superhero movies, DC superhero movies, there's so many powers that are possible that you can have, even combinations of powers. But ultimately, if I could just have the power to rely on God... That's all I'll need. I mean, look at Batman. He doesn't really have many superpowers, but just be smart. Of course, he's rich too. I'm not saying I'd want Batman's powers, but if I really did want a superpower... George, have you watched Dragon Ball ever?
Yes.
Okay. First off, I'd want to have the ability to break all sorts of limits. Okay. If I'm losing
just a Super Saiyan.
Oh yes, definitely. Of course, if I'm going Super Saiyan, I don't want the blonde hair, blue eyes. I'd want it to be white hair with yellow eyes.
I think the biggest story here is that George knows Dragon Ball.
Oh yeah. Shout out Mr. Ministry. Good job there, buddy.
Wow.
But
I think maybe he can bilocate and stop time because
probably.
Right?
Yeah, but if you look at the Saints, they have so many superpowers. I mean my confirmation patrons, actually it's been a year since I've been confirmed, Saint Michael,
right.
Like his superpower is he stomped on the devil and imprisoned him in hell. That's a pretty awesome superpower to have, and I'm pretty sure saints and angels can piggyback off of other people's abilities too. But mine, I'd definitely want to be able to go Super Saiyan. If anything, that'd be a cool one. Flying would make things so much easier. Strength and speed increased. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Okay, now you're listening. It was one.
Okay. Okay, if I can.
All of them.
I know,
all
because of I them. I wait, did I? No, last time I think I said where I can materialize my imagination, because then I have all of the superpowers I need. Let's go back to that one.
Is this kind of like when you have a genie and you wish for more wishes at the
I
end?
I think so. Yes.
Is it? Yes, it is. Well, actually, that would be mine. If I could have a superpower, it'd be able to copy or mimic other people's abilities, possibly. But my own personal ability
but
would just
But none of us
be...
have superpowers, so it would be useless.
Okay. But that's what
I'm saying. Why are you whispering that like it's a secret?
But yes. Probably the main thing is just...
It's sad.
Just
it's
being sadness. Strong of faith in mind, body, and spirit. That would personally be mine. Of course, I'd want to be able to, I guess, use other powers for a certain amount of time. I don't want to keep them forever.
Sure.
Of course, that would be a little bit unlucky. Like, say, oh, I need to get here. Oh, I'm not going to be on island time. I can fly. Wait, I'm out of flight power. Crud.
Then I'll teleport.
Yeah, you're out of teleporting power.
I love that one. So what's yours?
I like the ability to regenerate. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be.
I could regenerate a kidney. I could regenerate a leg. That'd be pretty good.
I don't know, mate. I think the awesome metal leg you have is pretty cool.
I like it.
What kind of material is it? Titanium?
Carbon fiber.
Oh.
The rod is like titanium, and the upper part is carbon fiber. And the foot, I think, is titanium as well. I did try to have them pimp it out and put like a Bluetooth speaker in there and like Wi-Fi capability. No, not yet. But that's probably coming like in a year or two. I wouldn't doubt it.
Just call up Exhibit. He'll probably.
I know, right? Right. Hey, dog. I heard you like technology.
We're gonna Exhibit pimp my leg.
We're gonna pimp out your leg.
Put some chrome spinners on that.
There you go.
And some flames on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Okay. We got one more wing sauce
one
left.
One more wing.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that mean Nico has the last question?
No. I had the first one. Well, let's make this a joint question to each other.
Okay.
So I guess it'll be a three-parter.
Oh.
A three-parter? Oh,
well,
my God.
I mean, it's only fair. I mean, Jeannie left to pick
right?
Up
she got bored and left.
Asked them for
those
questions.
Of you that are
actually,
not here.
I got an idea. Let's go on Facebook, Live. Instagram.
Do you have enough battery?
I've got 16%, but that's the thing about superpowers. You use what you can get, okay? Oh, wait, no, I got to get rid of that. Hold on.
Can you kill your apps first?
Yeah, hold on.
And then go, like, on ultra battery saving mode?
Yep. Hold on real quick. Okay, let's go live. Okay, we are live. We got on the John 330 Hot Ones version. We have one wing left.
I need a wing. Okay. I'm going to steal a wing.
And whoever gets on here can ask the final question. So, should we phone a friend to get on Facebook or Instagram Live and do this?
Sure.
Okay.
You should probably call Morgan and say, hey, ask a question.
I would, but she's a hardworking nurse that works a night shift.
I wonder if Jason's going to edit all of this out of the podcast.
This is podcast gold.
Okay, Sabrina Gutierrez, she just joined us. You can ask the final question on the John 330 Hot Ones edition so we can eat this last wing. What would you like? Well, name a question that you'd like to have asked. Of course, I'm just putting this random person on the
There you
spot.
Go. Hey, why not? That's what happens.
Like, does she know what's going on?
I don't think so.
What sauce are we doing?
This will be the final one. Scorpion Trinidad. When I think of this reminds me of the Mortal Kombat character, Scorpion.
Right?
Yeah.
Hopefully at the end we're not going fatality.
Oh, no. Hey, did y'all see that new Mortal Kombat trailer came out?
No, that's got to be fan-made.
No, I promise you.
Really? It's real?
Mortal Kombat 11 is real. God said, let there be Mortal Kombat 11.
And it happened.
And it happened.
Like, I thought that Pikachu Detective trailer was fan-made for a while.
No.
But apparently it's legit.
It's a real movie.
That's legit.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So when I heard his name, I was just like, oh, it's a real movie.
Hang on. Okay, this is my friend Sabrina from college. She said, remember that time I beat you in Mortal Kombat? No, I don't. Hey, time out. No. No, that could not have happened. Okay, first off, you give
Sabrina,
me...
Sabrina, I believe you.
I mean, if she's willing to call it out on social media.
Right. Then it must be true. Hey.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Hey, watch your language.
So maybe a good question would be, what's a pivotal moment in your past life? Or unless we have a question.
Your past life?
Well, like in your past.
Oh, I thought you meant like past life. Like,
hey, April.
A life before.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
April Moxley from St. Jerome's joined. Oh, hey. April. Name a question for us to ask. And no, Sabrina, you didn't cuss, but some kids watch this. Some children. They're going to be asking Mommy and Daddy, Mommy and Daddy, why did that lady say bull?
Kind of like at the end of Teen Titans Go, when at the very end of the movie, they're like, and kids, ask your mom and dad where babies come from. And then the movie cuts off into credits.
Oh, wow.
No, that's messed up, man.
No. First off, Teen Titans Go, I don't approve. I don't approve.
We need a question.
We can have a separate podcast really with my boys and Nico.
Oh,
point, counterpoint, Teen Titans Go.
Who knows how that'll be. Okay. Well, did we even ask a question?
No. Well, George talked about name.
A pivotal moment.
A pivotal moment in your past.
What is your greatest achievement or your biggest dream?
Pivotal moment. Define pivotal moment.
Oh.
You define it.
Something that's
with your answer.
You. Eh? Because, like, eh? Right, there's a lot of, like, the human condition is very hard to change. It's crisis that normally does the changing for us, right? A person can even know that they're coming to a crisis, but they will procrastinate in changing either their habits or changing the situation until the crisis is upon them. And it's almost too late, or it can be too late, right? And this can affect, like, relationships, this can affect friendships, this can affect marriages, it can affect performance at work. There's a lot of things that this kind of condition affects. And so you can look at it that way in the sense of, like, leading up to a crisis. But another moment in our life that can cause change is something like... something that great happened, like some incredible amount of grace or just goodness. Like for a lot of people, it's like an axe retreat, right? But let's kind of like dig a little bit deeper.
Open it to a wider spectrum.
Yeah. And so it's like that type of, I guess that's the intent of the question is, was there a moment in your life that kind of shifted who you were, your personality, how you behave, stuff like that?
Cool. I like it.
Wow.
We need to sauce that up before we answer.
Okay. Well, do you guys want to do two more questions after this? Because I'm actually going to open it up to Snapchat. See if anyone wants to ask us questions there.
Oh, that is a lot, Nico.
No, that's not.
Be concerned for your safety.
You didn't even touch.
That was a lot, dude.
You didn't even bite into it.
My body's reacting to the amount of...
I was hoping that he
Trinidad
would take all
sauce
of it.
You
okay,
put in.
Snapchat, we're on the final wing. We're giving you, the people, the audience, the ability to ask the final question.
Oh, send it in,
and we will try our best to answer, and it will be on the radio show. Yes, with Trinidad's super hot sauce. Shout out, Mom.
Oh, my gosh, this stings the nose.
All right, whoa, hold up. We got to do the cheers. Cheers.
Right. It's not coming out. Oh, there it goes.
Bless us. Heavenly Lord. Father.
Mama Mary, I'm
going
to need
you. We know not what we're doing.
Mama Mary, I'm going to need you to hold my hand through all of this right here.
Who's the saint that has the incorruptible tongue? We need them to pray for us right now.
Is there a saint with an incorruptible tongue?
There is. There's like a tongue on display somewhere.
Okay.
And their tongue is incorruptible.
Here we go. I'm going to spread this bad boy all over this wing. I know this is going to burn.
I don't like it.
I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
I'm going to confess something. Before I take a bite of my wing, I always look at George. Just to kind of gauge what I'm getting into by looking at his facial expression.
My face is...
I'm kind of scared right now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, Nico's eyes are so wide right now.
Yeah, I look like an anime character.
It's the cough.
This is gonna go down bad.
I can make a joke right there, but I won't.
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
Okay. I think you correctly put this at the end because it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh.
Nico. Oh. Nico went to the milk.
Oh, I tapped out. I went to the
it's
went to
one
the
of milk. Those that's hitting at the back of the throat again.
And then it's like coming and up. Dude.
When you swallow, too, it's.
Yeah.
I don't recommend this one. Oh, Clarissa oh. Charles might like this.
Oh,
one.
We gotta get Clarissa Charles. Why am back. Oh, I can't talk.
Why am I still dipping it in the sauce?
Oh. I know, I keep on doing the same. Oh.
Okay, life changing moment. I can say one of them was. I can't. I don't know how people do this.
They don't.
Coming to, from Los Angeles to San Antonio. Hold on, I need to. Need a bit of milk on that one. Oh, that's not even helping. Okay, first off, California, Texas, two separate worlds. How are you still eating this, George?
That was hot but good. Oh.
I have a high tolerance for pain.
I think we found out George's superpower.
Anyways, California and Texas, oh, shoot, anywhere you go to is very different. Like, traveling the world, you're going to see... I can't do this properly. You're going to see things and places that you're not used to. No matter how far away you go from home. That's one of the things I've learned from traveling. I lived in Los Angeles for about 20-plus years. And we'd always vacation in other places around the Los Angeles, California area. You know, there's Las Vegas... It's like a desert metropolitan. Of course, Hawaii. It's like a metropolitan island, but it's so beautiful. I highly recommend anyone going to visit. If you want to go to a luau, I highly recommend the Polynesian Cultural Center. Shout out to Dallin Muti and the Muti family for running that place and putting on some of the best luaus possible. Philippines. Oh, man, the food there. Oh, how are y'all doing? Because I'm burning up right now.
Your lips are on fire, dude.
I'm crying a bit.
Did not let it touch my lips.
The Philippines is like...
Oh, I eat. I can't.
A whole nother world. A whole nother world. But whenever you step out of your door, no matter where you go, whether it be to work, to church, to school, to the gym... You always learn something new. Every time you step out the door, you get out of bed.
So moving has definitely been an experience for you then.
Oh, there's other stuff too, but I'm in too much fire pain to even say anything right now. Yes, Burns.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm going to piggyback on Nico. Because I was born and raised in El Paso, Texas. And we moved, my wife and I, my boys moved here about 7 years ago in February. It's hard to talk. And moving here, even though we move within state, El Paso and San Antonio are very different. El Paso will always be my home, and my parents are there, my family, brother, sister, cousins, tons of cousins and tons of friends. A lot of great memories. That's home. But moving to San Antonio has definitely made an impact on my life and on my family's life. I remember when we decided to move here, speaking to my brother, Junior, may he rest in peace, he told my wife and I, he said, moving there will be the best thing you can do for your marriage. Because you're moving to a city that you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So you two will become... a lot closer to each other. And he was absolutely right. And gotten to meet a lot of great people, a great community. got to meet you guys.
I'm gonna need a tissue. I got mucus coming out.
Got to try Trinidad hot sauce.
The worst choice so far.
Worst decision. That was a fiery.
This is one spot on the upper right part of my lip that is on fire.
I'm gonna need another water. Go for it. Genie, drink out of that.
No.
You can get it, dude. Just get it. So I'd say moving to San Antonio definitely has been a pivotal moment in my life and my family's life. And one of the big reasons why we moved here, it's whenever we get asked that, we always answer with a funny response by saying, Cheesecake Factory. People are like, oh, you know, did you work there? Did you move for work? Whatever. We're like, no, we just, there's not one in El Paso and there's one here. And we wanted to have the option to go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy cow, dude.
We wanted to have the option to have Cheesecake Factory on a random Tuesday if we wanted it. So that's why we moved here.
I like that.
Yeah. Like, we came here for vacation and our boys had a blast. We had a blast. And we figure, why not move there? Because it's super fun and there's a lot of cool stuff to do. So we did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, moving here would definitely be a pivotal moment in our life.
Wow. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I love cheesecake. So.
Right. So George. We can add that to the list of places we need to go with George.
Yes.
Yes.
And I will frequent Ghirardelli's again. If, oh, my throat hurts.
We're going
we need
to,
some,
if
we need
we're
going
to go to... oh,
we need some Ghirardelli right...
Son
we need some Ghirardelli right now.
If we're going to go cream. To Cheesecake Factory...
You want some gum?
Maybe.
Are you guys doing hot wings?
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Jeannie and the boys just got here.
Yes, they were at a Boy Scout meeting. Yes, soon. We will go. After when? Lent is over, I think.
And yes.
We are not being sponsored by Jordan.
I know.
Nope.
Okay, George, your turn.
So one experience that changed me, and it changed like my entire personality, was miserable college. I did not like college
at all.
Did
you go to A&M?
I did.
You went to where again?
Texas A&M University in College Station. So it wasn't necessarily like the college itself and the people there. Huh. Like, that's what redeemed it. But it was the fact that I went in and I had big dreams. Like, I was in high school. I was at the top of my class. I was an overachiever. But I had the mm-hmm. results to back it up. And perfect grades. Like, there was all hundreds. Junior and senior year were essentially perfect grades. And I had this incredible dream of like going to Harvard or MIT. Mm. And as a sophomore, I was invited to go to, excuse me, their campuses for an exclusive like trip. Oh, they had picked 50 students and I was one of them. And like they, we had kept in touch and building that relationship all the rest of the years of high school. And my heart was set on Harvard. And that was, it was so difficult, oh, getting that acceptance letter and then opening it up and saying, it's saying that it wasn't even a congratulations, but it wasn't like, we're sorry to inform you. It mm-hmm. was one that's like, you've been waitlisted.
Oh.
And it's like, I was good enough, but not that good enough.
You were put into limbo.
I was put into limbo.
Right.
And they wanted me to wait until September in order to, for them to have, like, for me to find out if there was space for me or not. And I was like, I can't wait till September. Like, I need to make a choice by May to decide where I'm going to go because that's the deadline for all of the acceptances. And I was just like, I'm postponing my life and I'll be behind a semester or a whole mm-hmm. year just for a college and a dream. And a possibility that might go south. And if I wasn't good enough now, like, what's going to make it? It doesn't make sense that I would be good enough then. So going into college was very heartbreaking for me because my dream was shattered. And I go to College Station, and yes, it was another place that felt like home, but I went there with like this brokenness and this, like, this is not what I want to be. Like, this is not where I want to be. This is not where I deserve to be. And then I kind of slipped. Like, I didn't care for my grades. The first test that I took, I got a 35, and it was on physics. And from going from perfect grades,
that's actually what happens though when you make that transition from high school to college.
Yeah, but
because you realize, you know what? If I don't go to class, I'm not going to get in trouble with anybody but myself, really, in the end. But no one's going to go looking for me.
Yeah, and
Whataburger's right there.
You
really had to throw Whataburger right into that.
That was my experience. That was my experience. Not at A&M or anything, but back in El Paso, that was my experience.
And so that was a huge slap to my face because it was like I was now faced with the not everything goes according to plan anymore, and I had to learn how to adjust and all of that stuff. And it kind of eroded this perception of me of like I'm better than where I should be, right? Like I went in with this arrogance. I went in with a chip on my shoulder and saying like I don't deserve to be here, like this is beneath me, and quickly was I put in my place. And so of course there was a lot of like other emotions and then more darkness and disappointment and whatnot. But coming out of it, like I look at myself from who I am now to who I was in high school, and I'm just like, wow, I'm completely different because of that experience. And I think it's opened up, it's allowed me to open up to compassion, to endure people's suffering, right? That's what the word means. To be okay with vulnerability, because back then I was even more closed off than I am now, and I would not share any emotions or expose any sign of weakness and whatnot, because I was just like, I'm perfect and I need to be perfect, and even though inside I know that I'm not, I'm just like, everyone thinks that
I am.
You
have to present that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like, I need to be this wholesome, perfect, nothing is wrong with me, even though, like, everything was wrong. And it's like, now trying not to be that same way where everything's going well. And so when people ask me, it depends on the person, because at work I'm not going to be, like, telling it how it is sometimes, but if I have a good friend and they ask me how I'm doing, I'm just like, I'm not really doing so well, right? And I'm more honest and I'm more transparent. And I think that has allowed me to build bridges with people that I never even thought that I would have a bridge with, right? And it's allowed me to connect with people. And I think that's one of the most powerful lessons that I've learned, is that people's suffering is an incredible vehicle for connection, and for authentic, genuine connection, right? It's not just like, oh, you're perfect and I'm perfect and let's get along, right? It's the, oh, I've gone through hell and you're going through hell. Let me help you, right? Let me help you through that suffering. Let me help you just love on you and pour upon you, because I know how it feels to be alone in that moment of despair, and all you're praying for is for God, right? Just show me a sign, right? And so it's given me the opportunity to see that my little actions, the little time that I spend with people listening to their story, is a sign that could be a sign of God's presence for them, right? I'm not saying that I'm God, but like maybe I was placed for that particular moment to hear and bond with someone that is struggling, that is hurting, and maybe that's my little part in the seamless fabric of life, right?
That's a
tapestry of life.
Me. Yeah.
That is, we go and we receive Eucharist, and I'm a firm believer in you are what you eat.
And we just ate some fire. Increasing fire just now.
You are on fire right now. Fortunately and unfortunately, Jason is a living proof of you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. What you feed your body is what your body will do to you, right? But we go to Mass. We receive the body of Christ. And so you do, and you become that presence. Because what's that cheesy saying? You might be the only Bible that someone ever reads.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
You know? So don't put yourself down in a way to where you're like, I'm not God. You are a representation of Him. So good job.
Thank you. Thank you to us.
And it's not too late. I mean, it's really not too late, George, because you really could go back to Harvard for like the grad that's program, cool. Right?
A doctorate.
Well, I mean, I would love
or
that.
A professor.
I know, to be Dr. Kampa. I mean,
oh no. That's another title to add on.
Right?
Dr. George, Mr. Ministry Kampa. You're going to have a long driver's license, bud.
Right. He's going to need to like flap out.
Yeah. But
please wrap text this.
On a serious note, coming off of that question, I think one thing that connects a lot of people together, especially us in general here talking right now, is just that we've been through a bunch of hardships. Mm-hmm. I've been to hell and back. We've been knocked down multiple times. But one thing we all have in common that we can honestly share and say is that we don't give up. Because we know God is always there helping us back up.
Yeah.
Everything we've done in life, all the obstacles we've faced, all the pain we've felt, it's not going to stop us from stepping back up and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
What keeps us moving forward. But yeah, are we going to do a lightning round? We're not doing it with those wings.
No, we're not. No. Actually, speaking of those wings, how's the gum helping you out?
That's pretty good.
The gum's helping you kind of recover.
Yeah. I like
this. Okay, George is going to have more wings and more.
Actually,
hot sauce.
Here, I'll do one last one for the show.
I think he like.
I'm gonna combine all the wings, all the sauce.
Oh, you're gonna do that thing you're talking about earlier.
I know.
Porque? One thing you gotta know about me
now
is that
the
I'm
ghetto
willing,
Mexican.
I'm not a risk taker, but I'm willing to try new things, especially when it comes to food.
You're gonna torture yourself.
No, actually, it's not really torture. It's called going for it or going broke. Or what is the saying?
All
go broke. Oh,
go big or go home.
Go home.
All in.
All in.
That was our old. I played college at UIW.
Just make sure to stop recording when he starts crying.
That was stop.
Oh wow.
My old coach Cannon, Larry Cannon, UIW football. Our go-to phrase was all in. So might as well go all in on it. Is there one wing left?
There is.
There's.
It has your name on it.
There's only one?
No, there's two. Just two.
Okay, I'll take one and I'll do. Okay, this one looks like it'll be good. All right.
I'm just going to say this silk coconut milk with ice is working really well.
Can I take
it? I'm gonna need
my lips are no longer on fire.
Actually, get me three bottles. Okay, here we go. I got.
Thank you.
Global warming. This here is the Trinidad Scorpion.
That was the one that did it.
This is
that was the one that did
was,
it.
That was okay. I think the Scoville level, and then it went the El Yucateco.
That El Yucateco was very pleasant. That one was not hot at all.
Actually, I don't know. I did put a bit. Of
oh, was
blob
it global
on there? And then finally taking it back around to Asia with the chili garlic sauce.
Yeah, that chili garlic sauce, it smells spicier than it tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that if you want to, one thing we used to do back in the day was, if you guys ever had ramen or udon, which
yes.
is the same thing, you put a spoonful when you're sick and getting the sniffles mm-hmm. in your ramen or udon, clear you up right quick.
Huh.
All right, so one final question. Let's see if anyone, let's see here. Well, how do we want to do this final question?
However you like.
Okay.
We're kind of throwing out all the rules right now with that.
Nico is
concoction of spices you have there on your wing.
Okay. So
this is the wing that kills Nico.
I'll be happy to write your eulogy.
Okay, first off, what is the eulogy?
Can you go down the stairs
first?
Because
that they say when you're in the coffin.
at your funeral. Okay. My son just handed Nico a Ziploc bag full of ice.
Abraham, right? And what, your name again?
Daniel.
Okay, Dano and Abraham.
Daniel.
It's Dano. I'm going to call him Dano.
Dano.
It's Danielson.
He did not like Teen Titans Go, the movie.
Look, when I was your age, you know we watched Teen Titans. And it didn't have...
The original.
Yes, the original. Like it didn't combine anime, okay? They kept anime away from the American... Okay. Yes, exactly.
Hey, let's not postpone. If you're going to
I need a question. Well, actually, do I bite first and then question?
Oh, Jason, question.
More question.
Can you bite? Oh, yes.
What? Oh, okay, yes. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Wait, what?
Take a bite, and we will ask you the question.
Oh, no.
Take the bite.
I don't know if...
Stop peer pressuring me.
I don't know if you and I are thinking the same question.
Give him a warm welcome.
Here, keep that away.
Really?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be the...
Okay, can we do the... All
right.
Can we do the question?
Jason.
Which, just go ahead and ask.
Can we do the question?
Is it going to be
the... Or the question?
Okay.
Are you okay with the question?
And I'll answer
okay.
Them and then
okay.
I'll
lightning round. Okay. Okay. This is for Nico. Lightning round. George and I are going to ask you questions. You just have to answer them without thinking about them. Okay.
All right. Ready? I'm ready.
Okay. First question is. Oh my God! You're eating it all in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bone in there.
Mm-hmm.
Should it order boneless?
That wasn't a question. Okay, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Both.
No,
you
doesn't
did that
count.
Last time. You
doesn't count,
do
dude.
That.
You know what? Be thankful for your food, okay? Oh, God. That's
there
fire.
It is.
Thank you, Abraham. Be thankful for your food, okay? It's two different types of cuisine, okay? They're both burgers from different parts. Oh gosh, I'm drooling. They're from different parts of the world, but they taste amazing, okay?
You're cheating.
No, it's not. Okay.
That's not a valid question.
That's an out.
Okay, for
if he was in a presidential debate, he would lose the debate.
During Lent, okay? From Lent, from Whataburger, I'm going to get the chicken tenders. Why? It doesn't have bread or alcohol. And In-N-Out, I will be getting the protein style burger. Oh, God. Hold on.
Okay, next question.
All right, George.
Time's up. Go, George.
Any special plans with your hubby?
My,
with your, what do you call her?
Significant other.
Girlfriend?
Girlfriend, yeah, girlfriend. Sorry, Morgan. I love you.
Me too.
She, if anything, she would be wifey, but we're not there yet, but hopefully sometime down the road.
Oh.
I'm not saying when, though. Sorry, but... actually, this month, March 20... Oh, God, it's happening! March 28th is our 4-year anniversary. That's all I'm going to say. I love you, sweetheart.
Okay. What's your all-time favorite movie?
All-time favorite movie? Something I could watch over and over again?
Mm-hmm. That you could, like, quote on demand.
There's a lot. The one thing I've been quoting a lot lately, because I've been really hungry a lot, is Thor. Not many people know this line, but when Thor comes down to Earth, he's like, my mortal form needs sustenance. Oh, my mortal form needs water. also, Rush Hour. Classic.
Oh, Rush Hour.
You know.
What happened to Chris Tucker?
I don't know, but I know they're in the makings of Rush Hour 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Same cast?
Yeah, of course. You know, you got Chamon. Come on, Lee.
Yeah,
come
on Lee.
Every time I see a brother out there, you're like, Lee. Okay, what's up, Kata? Yeah.
Okay. George, question?
Next one.
Your least favorite food.
San Antonio, don't ever give me raisins. Okay? Don't ever. Ever.
They're nature's candy.
I know. They are nature's saggy, rotten. They got no flavor. They're unnecessary. Okay? They are unnecessary.
If you are given a cinnamon raisin bagel, you will not eat it?
I will eat the cinnamon. I will not eat the raisin. You will see me with forceps taking out every single raisin in that thing. I don't care.
How do you eat your oatmeal?
With walnuts, brown sugar, and some honey.
I like honey.
What about cranberry?
That's different. That's a different berry altogether. Cranberries have a little bit of a flair to them.
Have you ever had a craisin before?
Yes, not a raisin. Apparently grape
rotten grape does not taste well. But
it's not rotting. It's dried up.
The point is, it's old.
So then,
Grandpa grape does not taste good.
Grandpa grape.
Raisin tastes pretty okay.
So then you'll eat a craisin, but not a raisin?
Yes.
There's no logic behind this.
Yes, there is. One tastes better than the other, okay? This is tough. How many bottles of water did I finish?
You're on your
You third. Currently have 14 bottles of water around you, and they're all half full.
This is your milk.
I can't do well with the milk for some reason right now. I don't know why.
We're going okay. there. All right, you go.
I'm good. The ice is okay. helping a bit.
Okay. Who's next?
Panicking.
Who's next? George, you next?
Am I next?
I think you're next.
Surefire or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Please note this okay. is his idea.
I know. You kind of did this on your own.
I'm not doing what he did.
This is like bonus content now.
Okay. George.
I have an extra wing.
Name. You can have that.
You want it?
No, I don't want
it. You want to dip it in that devil sauce over there?
No. Okay, George. Name one ministry you are not involved in San Antonio.
Currently or ever?
Ever.
That would mean that he would not know about it.
I know. You know what?
The women's extra treats? No.
Yeah. George, the women's conference I'm involved in.
Yes, he's never been a part of that. I just thought of that myself. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. No, time out. You did volunteer work there.
That's what I'm saying.
That does count.
He was on stage.
I was on stage
in front of all those. Ladies and gentlemen, George Ciampa is single right now, too.
That's besides the point.
We'll be posting a picture on the John 330 Facebook and Instagram page of George for anyone interested.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh. One ministry I'm not a part of would be the St. Francis group and Our Lady of the Atonement group.
There's an Our Lady of the Atonement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Wait, it's like Saint Francis by association, I guess I should, because Adamola is a part of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they really focus on Fulton Sheen. So if anybody is out there really interested in Fulton Sheen, they do his study every Friday evening at the Lady of the Atonement. So
I've done that program with a separate group with the founder of that, or the guy really instrumental here in getting the Fulton Sheen program started.
Awesome.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Tom Bitzes, Mr. St. Francis.
Yeah, he's St. Francis.
Yep.
Is that in Shivano Park, St. Francis?
No, that's actually off of De Zavala.
Yeah, it's further up.
No, that's in Shivano Park. Is it Shivano or Shivano? I don't know. I never know.
Shivano.
Yeah, that's right there off
Chevenin.
Of the Zavala.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They were just there, like, an hour ago.
So by association?
Hang on.
Yeah, so
give me a minute. Tom just called.
I'm associated by all of them then.
Oh my God, you're calling him now?
Well, he called me. I'm just doing the favor and giving him a call back.
You're busy. But next question.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Tom, you're on radio. What's up, dude?
Yeah, it's podcast, not radio.
Yes.
I'm with George and Jason. Tom, George wants to get involved with St. Francis.
Oh, that's not what I said.
That's not good.
Wait, he does?
Yes, he really does.
No,
he said it on the radio show just a few seconds ago.
You're going to have to hear the podcast.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, too.
Oh, perfect. Oh, George, my favorite person, man. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite person.
Oh, hey, I'll be over there in a minute. I'll be over there. Where is it at? Do you have the address? Oh, that's not too far from here. We're good.
Yeah, no, George, you really want to get involved in St. Francis, man? Just to let me know. I can help you. It's me, anyways. I know all the guys in the parish.
Awesome. Well, good to know.
All right, Tom, I'm about to finish this episode up. I'll meet y'all over at Dad's Karaoke.
All
right,
tell George to come also.
Gotcha. All right, peace, brother.
Later.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Catholic Network of San Antonio for you.
All you got to do is mention her on Nico. You want to get involved in something, and he'll make it happen.
No, that's not me. That's George. Actually, it's the vice versa. Hold up. That was just... I get a lot of... I actually think I stole George.
I have black and white proof of that. Like,
about Nico?
No, about George.
Oh.
I would like a discount for the fullness of truth.
And then I asked her, I was like, do you want to volunteer for it?
The one for next week?
The one at the end of the month.
The Eucharistic Miracle
one? Yeah.
And I was like,
Is it in next week?
She has yet to respond. So
I will responded. You haven't responded.
Thanks.
Oh, I respond.
Okay.
No, that's hot sauce. Don't worry.
Is there another question?
Well, I think we're approaching an hour 40 now.
Oh my goodness.
So we've been talking for that long?
We have been talking for that long.
No one's going to listen to this.
I know. They'll turn us off around 45, but yeah. It's okay. It still counts as a play. So, okay. If you're still listening, thank you for sticking around this long. We really, really appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the episode.
Wow.
So, we're going to end this episode the way the Nunez family ends our time in Mass every time we attend. That is by saying the intercessory prayer to St. Michael the Archangel.
Oh, hold up. Let me get that for you.
There we go. So,
all right. In the name of the Father,
Son, Holy Spirit.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
All right, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Nico, Abraham, Jeannie, Daniel, George, thank you all for joining in this podcast. And we're putting another throughout the past 100 hour and 37 minutes. Thank you all for listening. Have a good rest of your day, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Or day.
Aloha.
My son, and I am pleased. He must increase, so I must decrease. And now my heart is open wide. I must decrease, so he can increase. He is the center of my life. He must increase.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.